There is other news. New details are emerging about the assassination attempt against former President Trump as the House prepares to interrogate the head of the Secret Service. A week after denying it, the Secret Service acknowledged that it had turned down requests from the Trump detail for extra federal resources over the past 2 years. Now lawmakers in both parties are demanding answers, with many Republicans calling on Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle to resign.
We need the Secret Service to do one simple thing, protect our presidents and former presidents in these cases. That's not happening. And the initial excuses that she has given for the lapses that happened last Saturday are just unbelievable. I mean, the Democrats are just as concerned as the Republicans are about this because the agency is not a partisan agency.
Speaker Johnson said he also has questions for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, whose department oversees the Secret Service. Tensions in the Middle East are escalating. The Israeli military said it intercepted a missile fired today by Houthi rebels in Yemen. The Houthis said they were trying to hit the Israeli resort city of Eilat on the Red Sea. In recent days, Israeli fighter jets hit the Yemeni port of Hodeidah in response to a drone attack that killed a man in Tel Aviv. Nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Beryl made landfall in Texas, more than 1,000 people are still without power amid stifling heat. More than half of the 23 storm-related deaths are now being blamed on heat. CenterPoint Energy, Houston's power provider, faces two class action lawsuits, including from restaurant owners who say they've lost income and paid for food that's now spoiled.